Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for Kins for inviting us, for inviting me, and for Uncle Stevie for hosting this year. So let's jump right into it. Time is of the essence, and there's a lot to discuss. The question is that if somebody has a pasuk, a verse, the name of Hashem on a computer screen, is deleting that name a violation of the prohibition of the Torah, which we'll talk about in a moment, of Lo Sa'asun Kein, that a person cannot treat Hashem's name with such disrespect? Is a computer considered writing at all in halacha? Is erasing it only derabanan? What's the status of the name of Hashem of writing on a screen in halacha? Now, the question arose really decades ago when the Machon Mishmeres Stam, which is the institution that deals with issues related to Sifrei Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzahs in Israel, began proofreading Torah scrolls and Tefillin and Mezuzahs using computer proofreading software with a photocopy of the Torah scroll as it appears on the screen, and the computer would mark the places that needed to be repaired. Or many times, when you would photograph something in shul, maybe the sitter will come up on the screen with the name Hashem attached to the screen itself. And how do we view that name of Hashem, which we'll talk about the different names in a moment, in halacha as well? The same question exists with people who are publishing svarim, and they're editing svarim on the computer. They're editing a Tanakh and a sitter. Let's say you use a Torah database like the Bar-Ilan Project or Otzer HaChachma, HebrewBooks.org, any of these different places. Cell phones that have Tfilas HaDerech, a sitter, things like that. What about a huge screen at a Torah event, like at the Sea of Mashas in New York? They had Mincha and Maariv on the screens and things like that. Everywhere Hashem's name is being appeared and being used and scrolled through and changing and deleted in different forms. Or they had Slichos at the Kosel during the month of Elul. What about over there when Hashem's name is appearing on the screens? So even in a normal computer, when you write in a text file, let's say a person intended to write the name Yehuda, Yud Hey Vav Dalet Hey, and you accidentally, drop the letter Dalet, and now it appears that you wrote Yud Hey Vav and Hey on your screen. So when the name of Hashem appears on the screen, any action that causes the name to be erased, either erase using the keys, or you put your mouse over the name of Hashem, or the computer is turned off, or even if I move the text, I cut and paste the text from place to place, or if I scroll and I move a line, all of that, even though it appears to only move and not deleting, we know that in reality, when I scroll up and down the screen, each word is essentially being deleted and rewritten immediately right away. So how do we understand all of this when it comes to halacha? Now, I think for the time allotted, I'm only going to be able to discuss, is it a problem or is it not a problem? Perhaps at another juncture, we can reconvene and we can talk about what are the methods that are being employed to get around these issues in Eretz Yisrael and different forms like that, if you feel it is a problem. But let's just discuss today, is it a problem? Who holds it's a problem? What are the issues that are being discussed from here? Let's begin with a quick history of digital writing. From the creation of the world for thousands of years, the form of writing was only through a physical thing, pen to parchment, page and pen later on. And with the invention of the computer screen, the concept of electronic writing was invented, which is essentially writing without a physical change in the composition of the material that you are working with. There's a practical difference between the different types of screens, and it's possible that the difference impacts the halacha regarding writing on Shabbos, writing on Chol HaMoed, Shem Hashem in electronic screen. We'll talk about those differences in a moment. The vast majority of screens are actually, or essentially, tiny points of light that are activated with fantastic technology in varying colors, with very small space between the pixels, until it appears that if the dots are continuous together and connect at once in one area, the image should display on the screen. For example, it's like taking a lot of different light bulbs and arranging them in a sequence to create the word, but just on a microscopic level to create a word that looks seamless with the different points of light together. There are two options for how this can happen. In the old method, we'll talk about, let's say, old computer screens that are not so used anymore. So the dots were essentially lit by a cathode ray tube, and the tube expands on the facing side of the screen, and it shrinks to the back of the screen. And there's an electric gun that shoots electric currents towards the screen, and the electrons hit the screen, and they hit the coating made of phosphorus material. It illuminates in different colors, like a metal, that the metal plate is being charged with those currents. And that's the way old screens work. Nowadays, screens don't work that way. The latest method for producing these tiny points of light, which are in computer screens, you know, flat screens, things like that, are in the back is installed a uniform lighting system. Maybe in the olden days, a fluorescent bulb, LED bulbs nowadays, and they would produce a white background on the screen. And in the front are liquid crystals that are affected by the electrical current. And the stronger the electric current that hits the crystal will rotate to an angle that will hide the white light behind it. And a black color will come on top. And if the weak, if the flow is weaker, it will cause the liquid crystal to slightly hide it in a different shade, and a gray color will be obtained. And this is how the material changes through the electrical currents playing with the liquid crystals on the screen. Now, there's what to talk about electronic ink. If you have a Nook or one of those objects, we'll talk about that later on, but that's essentially what's happening on most of the screens that we are dealing with. What does the Torah say? So in Dvarim, in Perek Yud Beis, talking about the prohibition of worshipping Avodah Zarah, the Torah says, "V'ibadetem es shema min ha'makom hahu." You will wipe out the Avodah Zarah and the name of that Avodah Zarah from this place. Lo sasun kein l'Hashem elokeichem, but you may not do that which you do to Avodah Zarah to Hashem. So what does that mean? So there's a comment of the Yalkut Shimoni that says, Rabbi Yishmael, Omer Rabbi Yishmael says, how do I know that it's usher to erase the name of Hashem? And it's a violation of a Torah prohibition that if I were to write out on a piece of paper, Yud Hey Vav Hey, to go and to erase that name would be a violation of the Torah. Because it says, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, you should wipe out the name of Avodah Zarah. And then the Torah says, don't do that to Hashem. So we see that whatever we are supposed to do to Avodah Zarah, a name of Avodah Zarah, we may not do to Hashem's name. And this drasha appears twice in Shas, in different areas. The first is in the Gemara Masachas Makos and Daf Chav Beis. The Gemara sees this pasuk as the source for erasing the name of Hashem when discussing a person who is plowing a furrow in the field. And the Gemara says that such a person could plow a furrow and violate 8 Isurim at the same time, 8 prohibitions in the Torah at the same time. And enumerated amongst the possible Isurim that the person would violate is that, let's say, the name of Hashem was in front of this object, and it was making this furrow, and it wiped out the name of God and destroyed it. That would be a problem, according to the Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos, the other source in Daf Kuf Chaf, says that if you wrote the name of Hashem on your skin, you can't take a bath, or you can't put on creams to wipe out the name, or you can't walk in a place that's disgusting and smelly, because it would be disrespectful to the name of Hashem that is on your skin. Okay, now, the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Lamed Hei, the Rambam in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, and the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Ayin Vav, where all these halachas are found, all say that it is usher to erase even one letter from the 7 names of Hashem. What are the 7 names of Hashem? Well, doing so would violate a prohibition that would gain a person lashes and basin. The 7 names are, you all know them, the Shem Havaya Yud Hey Vav Hey, Aleph Dalid Nun Yud is the second name, the name Kel, the name Eloka, the name Elokim, the name Shakai spelled Shin Dal Yud, and the name Tzvakos, Tzadi Vez Aleph Vav Tuf. Those are the 7 names of Hashem that are treated with this prohibition. Some say perhaps the name Ehyeh Asher Ehyeh, which is the name that Hashem revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu, is also there as well. We'll talk about it in a moment. Well, maybe we'll talk about it right now. Many people try to protect the name of Hashem by writing a dash, right? They'll write Aleph Dalet, and they'll put a dash, and then Nun Yud. So not everybody agrees that that is the best thing to do, because maybe a dash doesn't separate, but rather a dash actually conjoins both sides together. So maybe a dash is not the best way to solve this problem. Now, the Minchas Chinuch writes in Mitzvot Taf Lamed Zayin that in addition to the prohibition of erasing the name of Hashem, it's also a violation of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. It's a lack of Kvod Shemayim, a lack of respect for the name of Hashem, because you are disrespecting Hashem's name when it is erased. Okay, so that is the historical background to writing, and that is the status of the halacha itself. So let's fast forward now to nowadays. What do we say about electronic writing? So, to be clear, to go and take a pen or a pencil and to write on a piece of paper or to write on the board that one of those names of Hashem, and to go and take the eraser and to wipe it out, is certainly a violation according to the Torah without question. The poskim disagree as to whether electronic writing has the status of ksiva, of writing in halacha, in the eyes of the Torah. Let's begin with those who say that it is asur midrabanan. To begin, nobody seems to say that it is a Torah prohibition. If anything, we are dealing with a rabbinic prohibition at worst to erase the name, because again, on a screen, the name is constantly being moved, and it might not necessarily be miskayim, permanent, in the classic sense. The most outspoken is Rav El Yashiv and his Talmidim. Rav Yosef Shlomo Yashiv, the great posek in Eretz Yisrael, is quoted in a number of sources from his students. Rav Yosef Efrati in the Sefer Yisa Yosef in Chelek Aleph and Chelek Gimel, in the Shirim of Rav El Yashiv, on Masachas Brachos, they all quote him saying that digital writing is ksav in halacha. Digital writing is writing. And therefore, on Shabbos, and Rav El Yashiv is very extreme in this point, what I'm about to say is not the consensus of most opinions, but it is the consensus, it is Rav El Yashiv's understanding, that it would be usher to walk in front of a security camera if that security camera was for your benefit. Because when you walk in front of the security camera, you are causing the writing of your image on that screen. Now, most people are lenient about security cameras if it's not your intention to want to have your picture recorded. That's why Rav El Yashiv was against people going to the Kotel on Shabbos, because you go to the Kotel, you have to walk by security cameras that are there for your security. Nevertheless, Rav El Yashiv understands the writing on a screen to be writing, and therefore, it's also usher to erase Hashem's name that's on a screen. Now, the Isser of Mechikas Hashem, erasing God's name with digital writing, is based on the idea that the writing is being done with the lights on the screen. This is no different than someone who took candles and spelled out the name of Hashem in letters. It's not like ink that's absorbed into the paper. And therefore, the Sefer Kedushas HaShabbos says that Rav El Yashiv felt that it's not usher according to the Torah to erase the digital name of Hashem, but it nevertheless is still prohibited. In that shuva from Rav Yosef Efrati, it cites Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Rav El Yashiv's son-in-law, who asked and pleaded for those capable to fix this issue should do so that people are not violating in Isra when using their digital devices. Now, again, I don't know if we're going to have time today to discuss what some of those fixes are, but this was the discussion already a number of years ago. Who else sees a problem over here with erasing Hashem's name in digital writing? Well, Rav Shaul Breisch. Rav Shaul Breisch is the son of Rav Yaakov Breisch, who's the Rav of Zurich, and his son took over the position. Rav Shaul Breisch married the daughter of Rav Shmuel Vosner, the famed Rav of Bnei Brak, the author of the Shevet HaLevi. So in the Sefer She'elas Shaul in Yoredeya in Chelek Aleph, Rav Shaul Breisch says it's usher to erase the name of Hashem from a computer screen. And he supports this with the opinion of the Rosh Kollel in Zurich, Rav Naftali Gutz, who's an expert in computer operations. And together they came to the conclusion that the writing on a computer screen is ksav mamish, 100% writing. The reason is that on the screen, there's actual material that absorbs the projections of the light. On the screen, it's really like writing by lighting a permanent bulb on the wall, and the letters light up to use the same bulbs. And he elaborates with other reasons as well. So, to begin, we have one school of thought, the most extreme, that says that you may not, if you have a pasuk on your computer, you may not scroll with that pasuk, you may not daven from a phone that has tefillah and Hashem's name in it, or say tefillah sederach, if you are preparing a sefer, or write a preparing psukim, and you have a pasuk and you want to copy and paste or erase what you wrote, and that writing includes the name of God, it is asur midrabanan, and you're stuck. Maybe there may be ways to get out of it, but as right now, we're dealing with a severe prohibition of erasing God's name. Let's go now to the middle school of thought. The middle school of thought is from Rav Nissim Karelitz, who passed away a couple of years ago, the great posek in Bnei Brak, in his Sfarim Chut Shani. There, he's a little bit unsure. Simply saying that the writing on a screen is not considered ksiva is not a reason to allow the erasing of Shem Hashem, since erasing has nothing to do with writing, he says. Erasing is not necessarily tied to what the status of the writing material is. On the other hand, there's strong reason to say it's not usur to erase the name of Hashem on a screen, because the writing on the screen is dependent on there being electricity. It doesn't stand by itself. If the power goes off on your phone, or the power goes off on your computer, that writing is not going to stand there forever. It is only because of the outside force of the writing that the writing exists. And if the electricity were to be turned off, then the writing would go away, says Rav Nissim Karelitz. The writing on its own has no kiyum, it has no standing. And perhaps by letting the power run out, it wouldn't be a violation. And he leaves it as a tsarach iyun. He's unsure exactly what to do in this area. He even goes as far to say that you shouldn't bring, if you learn Torah from your phone, you shouldn't bring it into the bathroom if it's uncovered, because you use that item to learn Torah from. So he's a bit unsure about what to do. He doesn't say it's usur, but he says, I'm not clear how to proceed with these devices. There's a beautiful sefer called Kodesh Lashem, which some of this material comes from. So, and also Rav Avram Yaakov Goldman, who's a posek in Eretz Yisrael, they both say that they heard from Rav Nissim Karelitz and Rav Moshe Halberstam that there's no heter, there's no allowance to erase the name of Hashem from a computer at all. Rav Eliezer Buntime, he says that he heard from Rav Nissim Karelitz that the issue of mechikas Hashem, erasing the name of God, should depend on the issue of Avodah Zarah. What does that mean? Let's say on your smartphone, on your phone, there was Avodah Zarah on the screen. Something that was considered to be Avodah Zarah. You'd have to erase it. You'd have to erase that Avodah Zarah from your screen. So if that's the case, if I would have to erase Avodah Zarah that's on my screen, then I should have to be, it should be usur to erase the name of Hashem from the computer screen as well. Now perhaps, though, he says, it may be dependent on what you're doing. If you're simply causing the name of Hashem to disappear because you are moving from application to application, from screen to screen, from window to window, or you're scrolling through the document, there's no issue. Because is that my intention to do anything harmful to God's name? No. It's not what we call derech bizayon, a way that would be disgraceful. I'm simply using the device in its normal way. However, if I'm taking the pasuk that says yud hey vav hey and I highlight it and I press delete, maybe that would be a derech bizayon. That would not be appropriate to actively erase God's name from the computer screen. So Rav Vosner in the Shevet HaLevi in Chelek Zion says that this is a machlokas haposkim and that one should be machmir, one should be strict. However, he does suggest the following thing. And if one wants to be extra careful, we have the first suggestion of the day. And Rav Vosner says to make a tnai, to make a verbal condition when using your device, that kedushas Hashem, that the holiness of God's name should not be chal, should not rest on what the writing that's happening on the screen. I should have a mental idea that this should not be holy. And that's what you would do. In the Sefer Kodesh Lashem, he cites Rav Vosner saying that logically, one should be allowed to erase electronic Shem Hashem because it's not writing. But again, he feels this chumrah is available as well. So one has an out already. If one wants to be extra machmer, simply verbalize going forward, whenever I write God's name or God's name appears on my devices, it is not intention that it should be holy, and therefore it's okay if it becomes erased. Okay. So we have, again, we did the most extreme saying in Tashmim is Rabbanan, those in the middle saying that they are unsure about the status. Let's turn now to those who are lenient. Who allows us to scroll the phones normally, erase the psukim normally, use the applications as they are intended? Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, in the Sefer Ma'orei Eish. Ma'orei Eish is the first work that Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote. When he was a young man, he was really one of the first people to investigate electricity and its interface with technology on Shabbos. And he went and spoke with engineers and scientists understand it, and really was one of the first rabbanim to truly understand what was going on inside electronic device. And Ma'orei Eish was this work. So in the Ma'orei Eish, There's extra pieces as well that were printed afterwards. In the Sefer Maor HaShabbos, they cite Rav Yehoshua Neuwirth, the famed author of the Shmir Shabbos Kedoshos, so the student of Rav Shlomo Zalman. The Rav Shlomo Zalman felt that it is mutter lechatchila, 100% fine without question, to erase the writing on a computer, and it's not considered mechikas Hashem, it's not considered erasing God's name, when a person turns off a computer monitor. Even regarding Shabbos, it's not really considered ksav writing, because the writing needs a constant renewal of power every single moment. This is not the true reality of writing. Writing doesn't mean I have to constantly update and make sure that something behind it is keeping it going. Now, obviously we don't write on Shabbos, and that's not the discussion for right now. At other times, Rav Shlomo Zalman seemed to have said that there's no Isser Mechikas Hashem on a computer, but if possible, it should be perhaps avoided, because it's not nice for a nice Jewish boy and girl to go and erase Hashem's name from a computer screen. Who else is lenient? Rav Yitzchak Rubin. Rav Yitzchak Rubin is the Rav of in Har Nof. He was the Rav of the shul that suffered the massacre in Har Nof a number of years ago. The anniversary took place last week. He's the author of the Orach HaShabbos, one of the classic works on Shmir HaShabbos. And he was also a student of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. He writes in the Torah Journal Tzohar, in Volume 7, that Rav Shlomo Zalman allowed erasing the name of Hashem for this reason, because digital writing is not considered ksav, writing in the eyes of halacha. The reason is that the screen is made of a lot of small lights that are divided from each other, and it's not one ksiv, it's not one concrete item together. And Rav Yitzchak Rubin himself is lenient about this, to allow the scrolling and the erasing of Hashem's name. Now, where this does raise an issue is digital ink. I don't know how many people here have a device that uses digital ink and uses that digital paper or a Nook, or I don't know what the other devices are besides a Nook, but I don't know who else has such devices, but we need to discuss for a moment digital ink and how that works. The issue of digital ink has been discussed for a number of years in the Torah Journal Yeshurin, which is published in New York, in Volume 1, Volume 31, Volume 32. So what is electronic ink? Electronic ink works as follows. The ink is a thin film of microcapsules, each a diameter of a human hair. And one display contains millions of capsules. The ink rearranges electronically to form the text and graphic you're going to read from. Each microcapsule contains black and white ink particles. The white particles naturally rest on top and of the screen that you're looking at, and the black particles naturally rest on the bottom, unseen. Now, both inks, the black and the white, are suspended in the clear fluid. The white capsules are positively charged, and the black capsules are negatively charged. When a negative electrical field is applied to the bottom film, then the negative black particles are repelled to the top. And the white goes to the bottom, and they go down to the bottom. At the same time, when the white particles move to the bottom, you can't see them. And when you reverse the process, the positively charged on the bottom of the film, the white goes to the top, and the black goes to the bottom. So these blobs of white ink and black ink are constantly moving back and forth, depending on what the electricity tells them to do. Well, if that's the case, we have a bit of an issue now, because we're not talking about just, you know, a bunch of little lights that are just going to go away when electricity turns off. When you write with electronic ink and you turn off the device, the ink still stays there for some time. It's not just electrical impulses. It's actually ink that's going to be on top. So if that's the case, the original reasoning of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach allowing the deleting of the name of God from a screen shouldn't apply to electronic ink, because the writing is there and it remains in place even if the electricity is turned off. And in fact, Rav Azriel Orbach, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach's son, writes that since there are strong arguments both to be lenient and to be stringent, and we're dealing perhaps with a d'oraisa, Torah level prohibition, you should avoid having the name of God on anything that uses e-ink, like a Nook. Again, there are not so many devices like that are popular nowadays, but certainly something to be aware of. Now, Rav Asher Weiss does not agree with this approach. he feels that there is no prohibition of mechikas Hashem. There's no prohibition of erasing Hashem's name on any electronic device which displays a virtual writing through the screen. The fact that e-screens can maintain their display even without a power source, as opposed to a traditional screen which requires a constant flow of power to keep them lit, is not significant regarding the Isser. In both cases, there's no authentic halachic ksav writing present, and there's no destruction being done to the name of Hashem, which is the defining factor of this prohibition. And he sees there's no issue as well. Obviously, you can't write it on Shabbos. Okay, who else allows us to move and manipulate the name of Hashem from a screen? Well, Rav Shammai Gross, the author of the Shevet HaKahasi, who is a dayan in Eretz Yisrael. So he writes that allowing erasing from a digital screen should be permitted based on a tshuva of the Chavos Yair, Rav Yair Bachrach, the great German posek. He is discussing a ring made of pieces, and each piece is a letter of the name of Hashem. The person has a ring they wear on their finger, and the ring is fitted together in different items, and together, the different parts of the ring make up the name of God. So the Chavos Yair says, this is not mechikas Hashem. This is not erasing God's name, because it is designed with the intent to be taken apart and to be put back together. To be taken apart and be put back together. So too here, the writing on a screen and the deleting of the writing is not erasing Hashem's name. Because when you write on a screen, obviously we don't want the words to stay there forever. That would defeat the purpose of your screen. If you had a very nice new iPhone, and all of a sudden the words just stayed on the screen and they didn't go away, we didn't want them to, you would return it to the store, I hope, and get your money back. So too over here. Your intention when writing on the screen, on all screens, is to put things together and to be taken apart. The name should be here, the name should be there. You should scroll up, down, sideways, cut and paste, whatever you want at the end of the day. It was designed to be deleted. It is true that the writing of Hashem's name with intent to erase it is still usher. But that's for regular writing, right? No one would think that I can go and take a pencil, write Yud-Hei, Vav-Hei on a piece of paper and say, well, I had in mind to erase it, so let's go and erase Hashem's name. No, that's normal writing. But when the writing is designed in its weird way to be moved around and manipulated like a computer screen, then that would be 100% okay and not a problem. The last person to allow it is Rav Moshe Sternbach, the Ravid, the Av Basin of the Eidah Haredis in Yerushalayim. So he writes in his Chuvas Vanagos in Chelek Gimel, in Simen Shin Chavav, that the minog to erase psukim and the name of Hashem from Siddurim and Chumashim that are being made on the computer is based on a number of factors. The reason is that when it comes to defining what is a bizayon, what is a desecration of the name of God, we follow how it appears to the person. We are not concerned about what's going on beneath the surface and what a computer programmer will tell me about what's going on with the ones and zeros and all the different factors of it. I don't care. I know what I see on the screen. We judge halacha by what we see in front of us. In addition, the ksav, the writing, is not able to stand by itself, as we said, and it's only kept on the screen because of the power of the computer. And when the power goes out, there's no more ksav, there's no more writing. The Torah only prohibited erasing that which is kodesh that can stand on its own. In addition, ksiva, amenas limchok, as we said, it's writing with the intention to be erased, and the writing is not a full writing. And he says, the Isser Mechikas Hashem, the prohibition of erasing God's name, is because the place of the shame is kadosh. When I take something, when I take a pen, and I write on a piece of paper, that paper now has kedusha on it where the ink hits the paper. But tell me, are you going to tell me that if I write on my phone, if I write on my phone, that specific exact location has kedusha? No, it can't be the case. There's no specific place on the phone that becomes kadosh, and there's no iser to remove it, and it's not considered erasing. And the Sefer HaMachshev Lor HaHalacha, the computer in light of Halacha, cites Rav Ephraim Greenblatt as well, the famed Rav of Memphis in Tennessee, who also felt there's no issue at all with erasing the name of Hashem from a computer. So to summarize at this point, we've had three schools of thought. Rav Elyashiv's camp that said that erasing the name of Hashem is issued to Rabbanan, and we have a serious issue to grapple with. The middle school of thought that says really Mikra Adin, according to the letter of the law, it's probably fine, but there's room to be machmer. Again, they would also probably appreciate a way to get out of this predicament if we could find a way. And then finally, are those who feel there's no issue at all, Rav Asher Weiss and Rav Sternbach and Rav Shammai Gross and Rav Sternbach and Shlomo Nagos and Rav Yitzhak Rubin and Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, all seeing there's no issue at the end of the day. My feeling is that the minhag is to be lenient. Certainly because if you haven't heard this shiur till now, maybe you didn't even know this was an issue at all. So for most people, it's probably lenient. And therefore, probably most people rely on the kulas, the leniency we've discussed until now, to say that it's not a problem and it's not considered writing. And the deleting of it is not an issue in halacha. That is essentially the basics and the background to the topic itself. I'm happy to take questions on that. The next issue related really gets more into how you can find a way to get around it if you do feel it's a problem and what's going on technologically. But to start that, I don't think I'd be able to finish it in the allotted time. I don't know. There could be a part two, whatever people are interested in. But that is the basic issue itself. And I'm happy to pause here and take any questions. And if there's no questions, then we can call it a day.